Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Now it's Friday, which means it's time for Regional Roundup with News Talk's Breakfast Briefing presenter, Shane Beattie. I love this part of the week, Shane.
Good. It really signifies Friday as well. That's why I like doing it.
Well, of course, because you're out the gap.
And it's my Friday's
momentarily.
Absolutely.
But I do like the kooky stories that I might have missed. And I think I missed a few of these. So tell us first of all about the mystery white cross.
Yeah, it's a mad story to kick off with. We're going to Kerry for our first story. As you say, a mystery white cross. The Kerry man has the story that there's been a sudden appearance, like a miraculous appearance of a white cross on a cliff face in a remote part of West Kerry, and it's leaving all the locals scratching their heads as to where it actually came from. So the cross randomly appeared close to the village of Annascaul, I think is how you pronounce it, a number of days ago. A beautiful area of County Kerry, described in the Kerry Man as some of the most scenic countryside in the whole of the county, and due to its high elevation, the religious emblem can be seen from a distance of several miles away. So this white cross has just appeared. Now, it seems like what they've done is they got white spray paint to design the cross, and it defaced a cliff edge overlooking a beautiful lake there. The problem is no permission for it, and this particular area is a well-known special protection area and area of protection under European law, and we still don't know who did it or why.
Wow, okay. I feel like it's the start of some kind of Conjuring-style movie. You know, it's kind of slightly creepy, isn't it?
And this cliff face is also part of the wider Mount Brandon Special Area of Conservation. The cross overlooks vast tracts of land in a commonage area that's divided between several farmers in the area. And we understand no permission was granted to paint the white cross at the site. Now, next week it's going to come up at a council meeting where they're going to discuss this. I'm not sure the guards have been phoned yet, but certainly they're going to discuss it with the council, and the motion will seek confirmation on the current planning law that prevents painting or wording or emblems in an area like remote hillsides there. And as someone said, you obviously can't be putting up crosses anywhere. You can't even put up fences in this area without planning permission, so you certainly can't be putting a cross there.
Okay, I'm really intrigued as
why
to the strategy. Will you follow up on that now, Shane?
And keep an eye on other areas of the country, see does it crop up?
Yeah, of course, if there's a pattern. Now, Wicklow dog lovers can return to the Blue Flag beaches.
Yes, that's right. I love a dog on a beach. There's nothing nicer than a dog running around on a beach, but not everyone loves it, obviously. So what they do in Wicklow is they give beachgoers a break during kind of high season. But now, dog owners are being told their pets are allowed back onto Wicklow's three Blue Flag beaches. You'll know all of these. British Bay North, British Bay South, and Greystone South beaches. I'm sure they're beautiful beaches.
They are, and I live in Greystones.
Oh, yeah,
and
sorry,
I've done, well, I won't say lots of swimming, but some swimming over the summer. But I'm not a dog owner. I love dogs, by the way, and I'd love one. And I will get one. I'll cave to the pressure at some stage. But I didn't know this. I didn't notice.
Well, think back.
Because there's a lot of dogs in Greystones. There's many dry robes as dogs.
Oh my God, honestly. I met Kira Kelly with my dog and her dog in Greystones. Couldn't get over. There's more dogs than people there. But did you see any dogs over the summer on the beach? Because they're not supposed to be there.
I just didn't realise that they weren't supposed to be there,
so,
maybe.
From June 1st to Monday, 15th of September, dogs are banned from those beaches that I mentioned. But now they're allowed back on the beach for the quieter season. And in your own Greystones, there's even better news because the area has been done up. So the dogs are allowed back on the beach, and also there have been upgrades. There's a fresh layer of bark, no pun intended, for the dogs, so that gives the park a cleaner, safer surface for dogs to play on, and the grass is also being cut back, and locals say whether it's chatting to fellow dog owners or just enjoying a walk, these are the kinds of places that make Greystones such a special place to live in.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
There you go.
I'm glad you said it. Fancier than ever we are.
Notions.
Notions, pure notions, you're right. Now, red panda cubs at Cork's Fota Wildlife. It's been a while since I visited Fota.
Yes,
yeah,
same.
But it is a special place, isn't it?
Yeah, I was there 5-6 years ago and actually loved it. I must go back. And we were talking there about dogs, and they're obviously very cute. Nothing cuter than a red panda, in fairness. And we've two new red pandas in Fota Wildlife Park. And now we have the names of the two arrivals. These are endangered endangered red panda cubs who now go by Momo and Koshi. And how they've been named this is it follows a public competition that drew over 1,000 entries from across Ireland. And the winning names reflect the cubs' Himalayan roots. The chosen names were submitted by Charlie Lynch from Cork and Nuria Costa from Limerick. And now for selecting the names, they get an annual pass for Photo Wildlife Park and free admission to Dublin Zoo as well. A reminder, red pandas face continued threats from habitat loss and poaching. And FOTA says, although still very young, Momo and Koshi have begun to explore their habitat under the careful supervision of their mother, Susie, as well. By the way, if you're in the area, tomorrow is International Red Panda Day and FOTA's hosting a big red panda trail if you want to go along to that.
Who knew there was a red panda day?
I know.
It's a day for everything,
isn't
there?
There is a day for everything,
yes. But also, I'd imagine visitor numbers at Dublin Zoo and FOTA and similar, you know, places fall off, obviously, as soon as schools return.
Yeah.
So it might be a nice way to bring in a bit of traffic as well.
And on that, from next week, for a week, Dublin Zoo is offering free entry to over 65s as well as part of Positive Ageing. So
that's right.
Lots of opportunities to go.
Yes, good segue there, Shane. The Kerry Spa that launches a new sensory-sensitive treatment for adults with neurological differences. This is a gorgeous one.
Who can say where the road goes, where the day flows, only time.
I think every spa I've ever been in and every massage I've ever had has had an Enya in the background. Because it's just such peaceful
music. Because
it's
the law.
Yeah, it's gorgeous music, yes.
So suddenly I feel my voice goes more zen even listening to that, doesn't it?
It does.
My shoulders drop.
Yeah, the reason we're playing it is we are talking about spas, and one particular spa, it's a great story, and I hope more follow suit, because obviously so many people are neurodivergent, and now a spa based at the Ballygarry Estate Hotel and Spa in Tralee, which I've never been to. I see a lot of people on Instagram there, and it looks lovely.
I've been.
Of course you have, yes.
I have, and I went with my family last summer, actually, and you know the way a lot of hotels will say family run.
Yeah.
Like, this hotel is the essence of family run.
Actual family members there.
Actual family members greeting you,
yeah.
You know, layers of family coming to check on you at dinner, beautiful woodland cycles. I did get lost in the woods. There's hundreds of acres around it.
Yeah.
Fabulous
spot.
Okay,
I must go there.
But I think that's a lovely initiative,
it
actually.
Is. Yeah, so it's a new sensory-sensitive treatment, is what it's called, aimed at adults living with neurological differences. And it's designed to offer a safe, calming, therapeutic environment where individual comfort is paramount, so you can personalise your experience by adjusting sensory elements during your treatment. So the team there have undergone specialist training in neurodiversity to tailor pressure and movement techniques, and key features include a calm environment, so they've soft lighting, gentle acoustics. Also, you can choose from the scents, because sometimes scents would be an issue for people who are neurodivergent, so you can choose your own scents there as well. They also have gentle touch, and they have relaxation aids, where there's optional headphones and individual temperature controls. So all about making the spa experience more inclusive. A great idea.
Very well thought out, isn't
it?
And they can bring a carer or a guest, I guess, if needed as well,
so that's
because that's important, isn't it?
It's called the Nadir Spa, I think is how you pronounce it, at Ballygarry Estate.
And now.
Oh, listen, Barna. Listen, listen.
Well, any excuse to play Christy Moore on the radio, I'll take.
Love a bit of Christy.
Absolutely. So that's Liston Varna, and we all know Liston Varna is the home of matchmaking, and an American woman has travelled all the way to Liston Varna from Colorado to find love after hearing about the festival on a US TV show. So the woman's name is Mary Timby, and she travelled over for the Liston Varna Matchmaking Festival, which is over 165 years old. And Mary told RSVP Live that she came to Ireland on a whim. She first heard about Liston Varna while watching Schitt's Creek. Apparently, Liston Varna is mentioned on that show. One of the characters briefly mentions a matchmaking festival in Ireland, and she said she Googled it and thought, well, wouldn't that be fun someday? Then recently, she had a bad experience, an annoying chat with someone on a dating app, and she said, I decided I need a change and I need to head over to Liston Varna, and she went over. It runs all through September, the matchmaking festival, so lots of opportunities to go.
My question to you, Shane.
I know what you're going to ask.
Have you ever gone?
No. I thought you were going to ask me, did she find love? No, I've never gone. And no, she you didn't find love.
I think it was suggested at one stage that I film at that.
Oh, very good.
And it didn't happen in the end, but I am totally fascinated by it.
Yeah, it sounds amazing. She said she didn't technically find a match at the festival, but she had a ball. But she says that the Listunvarna Festival is more of a hookup scene. That's what she reckons, rather
Tinder.
Than dating.
It's
yes.
Tinder, isn't it? So because maybe the reason people would be looking at that is because, you think it might be a more wholesome version of Tinder
than
rather
their experiences
than
online. Yeah, but she says it's more of a hookup scene. So there we go. That's
for God's sake, lads.
That's where all the action is in Listunvarna, apparently.
Hey, Mac, okay. Yes. Well, it'll appeal to some, maybe not others. Okay, bit of rap for a Friday. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down.
Well, apparently you're never too old to app, Anna, so rap even, sorry.
App a rap.
You're never too old to use an app and you're never too old to rap. I was going to say, so there's hope for you yet, but that's what I guess. I messed up my words when I said it. Anyway, grandmothers.
That's karma.
Grandmothers in Cork are proving that point that you're never too old. Sally Crowley, we're told, is paving the way for an older generation of rappers at the Cabin Studio. Now, that studio is really famous because it shot to fame a year ago following that fantastic viral hit with the collective The Cabin Crew, and now the founder of Cabin, Gary McCarthy, decided to expand the project to cater for older people as well. So Sally Crowley is among Gary's most promising students, we're told. She has written 7 raps and she wants to release them as part of an album. She's aged 60 and it was her grandson who inspired her rapping career, and she's done a number of gigs recently in the past month. And then at 80 years old, we've Maureen Cullinan from Ballincollig. She's one of the oldest rappers at the Cabin, and she learnt about the work through the local library where she'd been attending ukulele lessons. So from ukulele to rapping. And Maureen says, I could never imagine myself rapping. I was watching how they did it in the Cabin and I wanted to know what this magic was. She says, I've no problem speaking in public, but rapping was a different story, and now she's flying it. So there
wow,
we go. Keep
an eye out.
Wow,
I think that's fascinating. Yeah, I'd love to see her.
It's the type of thing that could become a viral hit as well.
And as you get older, you kind of you lose inhibitions. So,
yeah,
you
that's
know.
True. You don't care what people think.
You don't care. Dead right.
Absolutely, yes.
Happy Friday, Shane.
We'll keep an eye. Happy Friday to you too.
Have a good one.
Thank you very much.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday. On News Talk.